afternoon, good evening, and welcome to today's segment. Today's theme is power to heal, and the Bible reference is from Mark 16:17-18. And these signs shall follow them that believe. They shall lay hands on the sick and they shall recover. Mark 16:17-18. Did you know that when it comes to healing the sick, we are the ones God asks to do it? He gave us power to heal. In our theme scripture, the Lord Jesus didn't say, "The believing one shall pray to me to heal the sick." Rather, he said, "They shall lay hands on the sick and the sick shall be healed." Then in Luke 10 verse 9, he was just as direct when he sent his disciples out to preach the gospel. He said, "Heal the sick and say unto them, the kingdom of God has come nigh unto you." Also he told them, "And as ye go, preach saying, the kingdom of heaven is at hand. Heal the sick, cleanse the lepers, raise the dead, cast out devils. Freely ye have received, freely give." Matthew 10:7-8. Remarkably, he didn't say pray for the sick, rather he said heal the sick. Hallelujah. In Acts 3, Peter exemplified his authority to heal the sick when he encountered a man who had been crippled from birth at the temple gate. He declared, "Silver and gold have I none, but such as I have, give I thee. In the name of Jesus, Lord Christ of Nazareth, rise up and walk." Acts 3 verse 6. This wasn't a plea or a prayer. Peter simply acted on the word of the Master. He used the name of Jesus as a powerful instrument. In Acts 3 verse 16, he further emphasized the power of the name of Jesus when he said that faith in his name had made the formerly lame man strong. In his name, through faith in his name, had made this man strong, whom ye see and know. The faith which is by him had given him this perfect soundness in the presence of you all. That's from Acts 3 verse 16. Hallelujah. One of the most beautiful things about Christianity is the blessing of using the name of Jesus. When you speak or proclaim healing for the sick in his name, your words are effective, producing exactly what they talk about. Even now, go ahead and make declarations in his name about your health and that of your loved ones. Proclaim healing for many today who are sick and in hospitals. Hallelujah. For further study, read Philemon 2:9-11, Acts 3:1-8, and Luke 9:2. If you're taking the Bible in 1 year, Ruth, while we are on Ruth, Ruth chapters 1-4, and Luke chapter 15:11-32. If you're taking the Bible in 2 years, Psalm 119:105-128, and Romans 11:13-24. Hallelujah. Please take the prayer after me. Dear Father, thank you for granting me the power of attorney to use the name of Jesus and bring healing and health to the sick. Even now, I proclaim healing for many today who are in the hospitals and might have been given up to die. The handwriting of death concerning them is cancelled and they are restored in sound. They are restored to sound health in Jesus' name. Amen. You've been given the power to heal. Heal your finances, heal your business, heal your family, heal your academics. Heal your spirituality, your Christianity. Heal your marriage. Heal your friendship. Hallelujah. I love you dearly. Enjoy the rest of your day. And I'll speak to you tomorrow. Bye-bye.